Well, welcome back, everybody, to the second half of our concert. We've got another bunch of wonderful, wonderful music lined up for the second half, and hope you'll sit back and enjoy it. And this first fella that we've got coming out here is not too often you get to see an absolutely a true legend in the guitar playing and music business, and this fella is one of them. They're probably not a flat picker or guitar picker or songwriter in general that hasn't spent many of an hour in front of the stereo listening to Norman Blake records trying to learn how he does some of those licks. But I know I've spent my time doing it. And Norman said it was okay if I told you that he's a card-carrying hillbilly too, so I won't feel alone here, you know. He comes from down in North Georgia in a little tiny town called Rising Fawn, and that's a real tiny place. It's bigger than the place I live. I live in Rugby, Virginia, where there ain't but 7 people live there, and somehow or another the population seems to always stay the same, because every time a new baby's born, somebody leaves town every time. And so without further foolishness here, here, I want you to please make welcome one of the finest guitar players and singers that there is anywhere in the country, Mr. Norman Blake.
I like that part about the card-carrying hillbilly, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm certified. There's no doubt about that. Probably certifiably out of tune there. We kind of have a few temperature changes around the old barn here. Thank you. Well, I'm sure y'all recognize that one. Under the Double Eagle is the name of it. One of the old brass band marches there. Here's a little song, one of my own here, that I sing for you. It's called Thelma Hatfield is the name of it. Grow around my old Georgia home. The red clay hills are rolling far away, where the limestone ledges rise and the mountains touch the skies. There's a Pharaoh's I'll sing of today. She's the flower of the flock, the snow-white dove upon the rock, and the sweet violets bow at her heel. Grassy green, never strolled a fair queen. She's a darling that Thelma Hatfield. Days and those good old-fashioned ways, the gravel road that led down by the spring, there upon that mossy bank where the rushes grew so rank, the wild bird sweet songs did sing. She's the flower of the flock, the snow-white dove upon the rock, and the sweet violets bow at her heel. Never strolled a fair queen. She's a darling that Thelma Hatfield. Of her dad in a manner low and sad, I placed my hands upon the guitar string and then showed me what to do, how to note it clear and true, and helped me learn the way to play and sing. She's the flower of the flock, the snow-white dove upon the rock, and the sweet violets bow at her heel. Through the meadows, grassy green, never strolled a fair queen. She's a darling that Thelma Hatfield. Yes, she's a darling that Thelma Hatfield. Well, let me see here if I can find some picks here. I'll see if I can play another one for you. I have a tune called The Paramount Rag. I don't think I've ever played that up here. I'll see if I can get that going, if I can get hung up out of these toothpicks and everything I got there. All right. Takes a lot of paraphernalia to play one of these things, unfortunately. Lord, I wouldn't want this slickness and professionalism to overwhelm you, you know. Yeah. You know how it is with us card carriers. Now we got to move the hillbilly crutch up one half tone. Hey, Lord. And we have to tune a little bit. Get these strings to last 5 years, no more to save my life. Okay. The Paramount Rag. I told you I was gonna do it. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Well, here's one I'll do for you. A song about domestic bliss here. Thought I'd learn to travel. Then I met that pretty little girl, and soon we played the devil. I loved that gal, she loved me. Thought we'd live together. Then we tied the fatal knot, and now I'm gone forever. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents, and I'll go home to Mammy. Speak to me, son. To the preacher man, a dollar for the paper. Dear old mother-in-law moved in, and lordy, what a caper. I fiddled a tune for her one day, she called me a joker. That old sow got mad at me, then she hit me with a poker. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents, and I'll go home to Mammy. Mother-in-law, I'd like to see my granny. Gonna leave that state of Arkansas, just go back home to Mammy. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents, and I'll go home to Mammy. Cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. I do thank you so very much. Thank you. I've enjoyed playing for you. Thank you.
Mr. Norman Blake there. I tell you, we're pretty lucky to get to see a legendary player like Norman. Just come right out amongst us here and pick with us and be able to take his classes, and just a pretty exciting thing to me anyway, and I'm sure to y'all too. Well, let's see, after the concert tonight, there's going to be a Zydeco dance, and I guess that'll sound like some mighty good fun right there. And I know it's mighty good fun, because I never learned how to dance, because I can't walk and chew chewing gum at the same time. But I always thought if I could dance, I would rather be able to do the Cajun dancing than any other kind. I just love to see it done and wish I could do it. And Preston Frank's going to be playing up there, and going to be jam sessions at the Ice House. And remember, I think they got beer over there now. And on the porch at Halleyhurst, there'll always be some good picking and jamming going on there. And I guess we'll probably most all of us be out over there at one place or other, picking and enjoying Augusta to its fullest. And this next band coming out is some folks that I've known for a long time. They're more true West Virginia people, and some of the finest in the world come from right around here. And they're just state-of-the-art old-time music, and they're just wonderful folks. I've known them ever since I've been coming to Augusta here, which is a pretty long time. I can't remember for sure. And Joe Herman, Sam Herman, and Joe Fallon are just great friends, and they through their teaching, they have done a lot to spread old time music. And Sam has taught lots of people to play the hammered dulcimer, and she said, might say unfortunately done that, but it sounds wonderful, I think. And I know the first time I came out here, I had never seen but about one of those things before, and walked out here to a room where they're teaching. There's 14 of them in one bench. I'd never seen anything like that in my life. I didn't know there was that many in the world. But she's a wonderful teacher and player, and just one of the very finest old-time bands that I've ever heard. And I reckon this is one of those times I may have run out of stuff to say before the sound crew got through here. Really appreciate y'all being nice to me tonight, because this is a new deal for me. I've never done this too much. Appreciate you putting up with me, and just, you know, it's heartfelt for me. I really appreciate that. So without further ado here, and all foolishness going on here that I'm talking about and everything, but make welcome my friends Critton Holler String Band.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi. That's exactly where it was in the sound check. Amazing. I don't know how they do all that. All right.
Yep.
See that rabbit get away.
walking down the track. Got my shoes upon my back. Gonna make it to my shanty before day. Before day, before day. Gonna make it to my shanty before day. Get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama next payday. Payday, payday. Gonna take you to your mama next payday.
There's a rabbit all along.
Ain't got no rabbit dog. Lord, I hate to see that rabbit get away. Get away. Get away. Lord, I hate to see that rabbit get away.
I'm walking down the track.
Got my shoes upon my back. Gonna make it to my shanty before day. Before day, before day. Gonna make it to my shanty before day.
Thank you. That's an old song from Mississippi John Hurt about our favorite day of the year. Friday should be one. Nope. We're going to sing a song from that we've learned from our good friends Kay Justice and Jenny Hawker.
Jenny Hawker.
Yep.
Famous Jenny Hawker.
The famous.
Been here
the famous Jenny Hawker. I heard him singing on this very stage about, oh, many years ago. I don't know how many, actually. And we thought it would be a good song for us. You can let us know whether that's true or not. It's called Going to the West. This fair land, I will not stay. Here labor is in vain. I'll leave the mountains of my birth and seek the fertile plain. I'm going to the west.
You say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to the west.
The years have passed since we first met, and you became my bride. Now I must journey far away without you by my side. I'm going to the west.
You say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to the west.
I'll leave you in the land you love, amid scenes so bright and fair, where fragrant flowers bloom and music fills the air. I'm going to the west.
not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to where.
Good singable chorus. We're going to do it one more time. You should do it with us.
You say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to where. I'm going to
win.
Go Fowler.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Before we go into our next tune or set of tunes, I'd like to thank Robin Kessinger for wearing this shirt tonight.
Yes, I would like to thank him, too, yeah, for letting you wear that.
He came backstage. It was much nicer than the shirt I brought with me. I asked him if I could have it, and he said yes. So thank you, Rob. I like it. He's going to have to run hard to get it back.
Your shirt does look a bit better on him, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, my shirt looks much... Robin, that shirt looks much better on you than it ever did on me. I kind of thought it'd be funny if Robin came out wearing it and then went back in and then I came out wearing it.
I was just looking for the guy that's got my shirt on. Nobody volunteered. We've had the good fortune to travel to some really wonderful places musically. So Sam had an idea that we would incorporate some of the tunes that we've picked up
over the last year, in fact.
Over the last year.
Where we've been.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to play three tunes. The first one is going to be a very slow air, and we will stop. But then we're going to finish off with a medley. And the medley will eventually lead back to West Virginia, Mineral County, back near our home, where we live in Hampshire County. And I was set up by Jerry Milnes as an apprentice to go visit with Israel Welch, who's a wonderful old fiddler. So we'll finish up with one of his tunes called Hell on the Potomac. And I'd like to thank you, Jerry, wherever you are, for setting that up. I've known Israel for a long time, and it's given me an excuse to go over there more often and to spend some time with him. And
he's have just lunch with him.
Right. He's a wonderful person. And in that medley, before that tune, we're going to play a tune that was written by a friend of ours in Cape Breton. We went to a festival up there. As a matter of fact, with this T-shirt happens to be, it's just a coincidence. But it was a festival last October, and a fellow by the name of Tommy Basker plays old reels and jigs and schottisches on the harmonica. And he wrote this tune that we're going to play. It's called Joni Madden's. But before we get into those two tunes, we're going to play a tune that comes from the Shetland Islands. It was written by the renowned and influential Tommy Anderson from the Shetland Islands. He wrote this beautiful air. It's called The Slocket Light. He wrote it in the year shortly after his wife had died. The Slocket Light meaning the extinguished light. And it was also an actual vision that he had being out on the water and seeing fewer and fewer homes in this certain part of the island, and people were leaving, and there therefore no lights. So it contains all those references. And Tommy at one point decided the music was dying, so he started teaching young kids to play the fiddle, and it really caught on very big. So he had a whole lot of influence on young fiddlers, and he would teach them all this tune, and he requested that they play this at his funeral when that came about, and they did. And the young fiddlers are called the Shetland's Young Heritage Fiddlers. As a matter of fact, they graced this stage probably 3 years ago. Walt Michaels brought them to the United States, and it was a wonderful tour, and they influenced a lot of people when they played on this stage and when they came to Augusta. So it's just a beautiful tune, and we like to play it, and we will.
And we'd also like to thank everybody for being here with us, and thank Flawn and all the wonderful sound crew people, and also it really makes it right up here. And it's just an honor to be here on the Augusta stage. They've given us so much. So let's lock it light.
Thank you.
Augusta Cloggers. Thank you very much.
Thank
Good
you very
night.
Much. Thank you to the dancers.
Thank you so much for being such a wonderful audience tonight, and come over to the Ice House or the Hallihurst porch or down in the snack bar. There'll be plenty of picking going on, or up to the Zydeco dance. And thanks again for making me feel good. Thank you much.